It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. And usually on Fridays, we go to Slate's Mark Jordan Ligon for summary judgment, a roundup of what the critics are saying about new movies. Today, though, Mark tries something different. He goes to you, the people who actually watch these movies. Mark joined the line at the box office and asked people about their movie-going experience. And it turns out what they love and what they hate, it's not so much about the movies.
Nowadays, it seems with the huge entertainment centers many people have at home, why go out to the movies anymore? But folks still do, and in fact, this summer's domestic gross broke all previous summer box office records, over $4 billion. One of the biggest complaints from ticket buyers was how expensive the concession stands are. So it seems a lot of people are ignoring the no outside food or drink signs.
What's the most elaborate thing you've ever like snuck into the theater to
I bring full meals.
Oh, okay.
Today I brought a burrito.
Wow, I should have sat next to you.
Yeah.
A pizza.
Yeah, I brought in pizza before.
I got one of those 7-Eleven Big Gulps in once.
You really?
I did.
How did you sneak that in?
Giant sweatshirt. That's all I needed.
No spillage?
No spillage.
What about food? What was the most elaborate food thing you might have snuck in?
Just candy. I never really go all out for food.
Okay.
But
my grandma used to bring a big purse, and we would go to McDonald's, and we'd stick like entire meals in her purse.
Okay, what's the most elaborate thing you've ever snuck
I snuck something pretty elaborate in there.
Please share.
Spare ribs.
Oh, my God.
I was on Atkins, and I couldn't eat anything.
So but you were eating spare ribs. Do you remember the movie by any chance?
No, it was really girly. I don't remember what
okay,
it was.
Okay, but wow, spare ribs, that's amazing.
And
good for you.
People were like, do you smell spare ribs?
People are also passionate about the annoying things all the other people do in the movie theater.
Eat. My boss finds
chocolates where they
crunchy bags,
making a noise.
What's like the most annoying thing the other patrons do?
It's got to be talk during the movie.
Clap at the end. Talk on their phones.
Oh, talking.
Talking.
Talking. Yeah. Although texting is becoming worse. Texting's becoming worse. Now it's that light flashes in your face while you're watching a movie.
Have you ever answered your cell phone during a movie?
No, I have not.
Okay, you?
I've never answered. I've texted.
Oh, he's texting.
Texting during a movie.
I have never,
I
never
want to know
it.
Some people's pet peeves are people texting during the movie. But okay.
What's the most annoying thing other patrons in the theater do?
When they talk, they add their own commentary onto the movie. I wait for the DVD to listen to the movie with audio commentary, so that's the one thing that bothers me quite a bit.
We also inquired if people like trailers and or commercials before the movie.
I tend to not really pay attention.
Okay.
I zone out.
It doesn't bother me because it's just when you get there extremely early. So if you get there early, that's kind of the price you pay for getting a good seat.
I like the cinema trailers, but I don't like adverts. I don't like having
you
to
hate
pay
the
for
commercials.
A ticket and then somebody start to sell me commercials.
Now, lately, though, trailers, they get longer and they
longer.
Show major plot points sometimes.
Ridiculous.
I do like to go for the trailers. I don't like to see trailers lots of times, though, because then you get this preconceived notion of what the movie's going to be like in your head. A good one doesn't give away the plot of the movie. It just teases you so that you want to go see it.
Right, exactly. Because some of them, you have to admit, they literally, it's like, an Ashley Judd thriller, and they showed you everything except whether she was going to pull the trigger at the end of the movie or not.
Right, you can just YouTube the last scene. That's all you need.
Exactly. So theater owners, take note. Patrons hate commercials, hate people talking, and at the concession stand, they wouldn't seem to mind some spare ribs sold next to the Sour Patch Kids and Icy's. But the timeless fear of the concession stand hot dog continues. We could find no one who would admit buying a movie theater Frank. Maybe because they look like they've been sitting there since Out of Africa was a new release.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer. He is not a text messenger. He lives in Los Angeles.